Welcome to the Daf in Practice series. This is Rabbi Avraham Schmidman discussing the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Yud Beis. The Mishnah in Brachos on Daf Yud Beis, Amud Beis, tells us, Maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos. There's an obligation to recite Kriya Shema in the evenings to mention that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And the Rambam in Hilchos Kriya Shema, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, codifies this din. One has to wonder then that if we have an obligation every single night to mention the fact that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, why is it that there is a special mitzvah on Pesach of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, telling over the story of going out of Egypt? Shouldn't the telling over of the story that we recite every night fulfill our obligation? There are a number of implications that this question suggests. One of them is, if a person recites Kriyas Shema only, would one fulfill one's obligation vis-a-vis Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as well? Or is it necessary to recite the Haggadah? There are a number of approaches to this question. One, suggested by the Maram Shik in his commentary to the Sefer Mitzvot that he composed, Mitzvah Chaf Aleph, also found in the Pan Miyafos and Parshas Bo, is to suggest that every single night we have to mention the story of going out of Egypt. However, on the night of Pesach, the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is fulfilled by the increase in the telling over, each and every person according to his or her ability. The Prima Godim in his Psichot Hilchos Kriya Shema takes issue with this approach because at the end of the day, the Haggadah is words of Chazal. How could it possibly be that there is a chiyuv from the Torah to recite on Pesach the words of Chazal? So he doesn't like this approach. A second answer is found in the Prima Godim in his Psichot Hilchos Kriya Shema. It's also the viewpoint of the Yeshuas Yaakov, Archaim Simon Samach Zion, and is found in a Tshuva L'Chsom Sefer, Archaim Simon Tes Vav, where they write that the mitzvah of Yigadta Levincha is an obligation that is oral. One has to tell over the story. It's not enough to think about it. However, the rest of the year, it's enough to think about it without actually saying anything. The Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Chafal takes issue with this approach because he says that all year round, we only fulfill our obligation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim if we actually say the story of going out of Egypt. In fact, every time we find in the Torah the idea of Zechira, of remembering, it's not something that takes place only in the mind or the heart. Zechira, like Zechira of what Amalek did to us, or Zachar Shem HaShabbos L'Kacho, always involves some oral statement. This also is the view of the Shagas Ari and Simin Yud Gimel, that you have to actually say over Yetzias Mitzrayim on a nightly basis. Another approach is found by in the Prima Godim in his Psichot Hilchos Kriya Shema. He says that all year round, the chiyuv, the obligation, is not stated explicitly. However, on the night of Pesach, it's an explicit chiyuv. There are a couple of implications. One would be is that if you have a mitzvah which is mufureshes b'Torah, something which is explicit, then it will push off a mitzvah that's not mufurish, that's not explicit. A fourth answer is that all the nights of the year one fulfills one's obligation, even if one mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim before Tzeisa Kechavim. However, as the Prima Godim in Siman Tuf Ayin Tes points out, on the night of Pesach, you only fulfill your obligation if it's after Tzeisa Kechavim, after the stars come out. The Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Chof Aleph suggests that on all the nights of the year, the mitzvah is to say over what happened. However, on Pesach, it's not enough to just simply say it as an individual. One has to tell it over to one's child. There's an obligation of Yigadta Tel Avincha, and that's what makes the Mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim of Pesach unique. A final approach mentioned by the Grach in his Parish to the Shas is that on the night of Pesach, there is a chiyuv to say over the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in question and answer form, as opposed to the rest of the year when one just has to say over what took place without this form. The bottom line is that there is an obligation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on the night of Pesach that is distinct from our nightly obligation, which must be recited on the night of Pesach in addition to the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim that we fulfill with the recitation of the Haggadah.